Hello and welcome to The Bullhorn, a local news podcast brought to you by the Utah Statesman.
Okay, we're your hosts, Jonah Hansen and...
I'm Brig Haynes.
And we're welcoming you back to The Bullhorn. It's great. We got a lot of stories coming up this week. But just a little bit of a precursor, we have a lot of small bits about COVID-19. So if you are sick about hearing about the pandemic, skip to the last few minutes where we will be talking about more lighthearted topics.
Indeed, yeah. So
let's start off with the new mandates imposed in Utah. Taylor Cripe summarized them up pretty well and applied them to us here in Cache Valley. Addressing Utahns from his office, Herbert said that he had four critical announcements. The announcements involved mask mandates, social gatherings, most sporting events, and target testing. I am placing the entire state of Utah under a mask mandate until further notice, he said. When it comes to social gatherings, Utahns may not participate in or host social gatherings with individuals other than those in their immediate household for the next 2 weeks. Luckily, that will end right before Thanksgiving. But anyone who sponsors or holds large events and gatherings will be prosecuted and subject to a fine of $10,000 per occurrence. Woo. So for the next 2 weeks, don't be throwing any big events, okay?
That's for sure.
Yeah. And also, all sports and after-school activities are canceled, with the exception of high school championship games and intercollegiate sports. Herbert also said that testing operations will expand. In addition to testing people who have symptoms, they will be doing target testing for those who do not have any symptoms. This will include weekly tests for college students, high school students who participate in extracurricular activities, and high school teachers, and people in the workplace under 35 years old. Utah State University is working to add another coronavirus testing center to help with the weekly testing mandated by Governor Gary Herbert last Sunday evening, of course. Our hopes is that all students will be tested, USU spokesperson Tim Vitale said. According to Vitale, although it may be difficult to ensure that everyone gets tested, he has faith that students will do the right thing. I think students recognize how important this is, he said. We are in a pandemic. I think students recognize the risk to their communities and their families if they don't get tested. Students who only take classes online are not required to get tested. However, Vitale said he hopes everyone will still want to be evaluated. We have a predicament now with students going home for Thanksgiving break. We don't want them taking something back to their communities. We knew we had to jump on this and take action. So please keep that in mind before going home for the holidays. The USU Testing Center gives results back within a few days. So students have already left campus to study in their permanent home can still come back and get tested if they want. And students who have tested positive in the last 90 days and student athletes will not have to be tested weekly. But everyone else, it's open for you, so come on in.
Well, guys, who would have thought a year ago that the USU ballroom would have been turned into a COVID testing center? This past Wednesday, USU did a trial run of testing 500 students. USU President Noah Cockett said that starting on November 12th, they would start testing up to 2,000 students per day. According to USU student Chang Chen, the test was convenient and painless. He greatly appreciates the COVID testing because as a father or of an infant son and a husband, he wants to make sure that they are safe since he works as a teaching assistant who is constantly around students. Noelle Cockett says that she believes in students.
I can't say enough about how much I appreciate our students doing that. Of course, the whole point is keep others safe.
Paraphrasing pre-med student McKenna Rich's words, USU has done a really good job of navigating all the challenges that are being thrown at them due to COVID. The testing center will be open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. this Monday and Wednesday. You can schedule an appointment at aggiehealth.usu.edu. Please go get tested to not only keep yourself safe, but others around you who are at risk from COVID-19.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal, apparently.
Indeed it is, indeed.
Okay, now I'm here with JC Caldwell, and she's written an article about potential COVID-19 vaccines. JC, tell us about it. What do you got?
Yeah, so with COVID cases rising lately, I think it rose to over 21,000 last week. There's been some operations, you know, Operation Warp Speed and BioNTech that have been working really hard on creating a vaccine. On November 9th, they actually came out with some results that projected 90% efficiency in one of the vaccines that they did.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's awesome. And it, I mean, for the FDA to approve it, it only needs to be 50%. So it's really good. It's the next step forward.
Wow, that's awesome. So we have those two vaccines, but do we see like any problems with it at all, or is it straightforward?
So one thing, that it's not FDA approved yet, because although it does meet efficiency requirements, it doesn't meet safety requirements. They're still working on checking what the side effects are and the results from the vaccine are, so it can't be approved yet.
Okay, so there's hope, but we still don't know. Do we know any timing?
They're projecting that it will be ready. They'll have 100 million doses by January 2021.
Wow, that's soon.
Yep, it's hopeful.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
No problem. Thanks.
And I'm here with Carson Harris. We're here to talk to her about her recent article titled Robbed of Their Final Year, USU Seniors Share Their Stories. So, Carson, tell us a little bit about your article.
So basically, it's an article about USU seniors who feel frustrated and disappointed about how this year is being affected by COVID-19.
Okay. And since I know that you're a graduate, you're telling me you're a graduate. So it'd be kind of cool to see your input on how this year is going for you as well.
Well, it's a lot of Zoom classes. I only have one in-person class this semester. And it's frustrating. It's disappointing to know that this is how I'm leaving. I've only been here for 2 years, so it sucks that both of my years were cut short by COVID-19.
Yeah, that's pretty frustrating. Yeah, I'm a freshman here, so it's hard. Even as a freshman, I have to do Zoom classes, and it's hard. But yeah, so if you could, do you want to tell us about some of the other people that you interviewed for your article that were talking about their senior years?
So I talked to Jonah, who actually works here, and he and I had a really good conversation about how a lot of events have been changed or canceled because of COVID, and it's just really frustrating. He was also very frustrated, as a lot of seniors were, that spring break was canceled and moved on to winter break. A lot of seniors were looking forward to that. That's basically what it's about, is how all of us were expecting these things and now they're just gone, and how we're trying to deal with that.
Yeah, and I bet one thing too is paying full tuition for an experience that is like half of what you should get, you know? Thanks for speaking with me, and yeah, so.
Yeah, thanks.
Now let's talk Aggie football. Head coach Gary Anderson agreed to part ways from being the head coach of USU. Anderson was the head coach for the Aggies from 2009 to 2012, bringing the Aggies a record of 11-2. He also revamped the recruiting process, bringing in past players such as Nick and Zach Vigil. Anderson came back in 2018 to coach the Aggies, but he just wasn't the same. After starting the 2020 season 0-3 and with a point difference of 114-29, it appears that our athletic director John Hartwell and the Utah State administration had seen enough. Hartwell is looking to hire a new coach on or before December 15th for the Aggies. Meanwhile, assistant head coach Frank Maley will take the reins of head coach and attempt to get the Aggies some wins until a new head coach is hired. We thank Gary Anderson for his hard work coaching the Aggies.
Now, on to a story about a friend of mine, Gage Duffin, and the Bell Tower Saga. Darcy Ritchie was able to talk to Duffin about his journey into the USU Bell Tower. What began as a joke on Twitter soon became a campaign to let Utah State University student Gage Duffin into Old Main Bell Tower. And after 1 year, 7 months, and 26 days, Duffin, known as the Bell Tower Boy, finally made it in. Duffin's Bell Tower campaign began over spring break 2019. He was exploring the different buildings on campus and wondered if there was a way to get into the Bell Tower. He found a few doors, but they were all locked. When Matt Garish became assistant director for USU social media just over a year ago, he noticed Duffin was one of the students regularly tweeting at the university. Quote, he was very consistent with it, and we kept seeing mentions in our inbox over the course of months, Garish said. And they were really funny. Like, even everybody in our office are like, these are great. Like, we need to make this happen. like, how can we actually get this kid in the bell tower? Because we thought it would make for great social media engagement. Garish planned to let Duffin into the bell tower early in the spring, but due to safety concerns and COVID-19, it kept getting pushed back. After waiting since spring, Duffin was finally given the go-ahead, and on November 6th, just over a year and a half after his first tweet about the bell tower, he finally made it in. If there's anything Duffin has learned from the bell tower saga, it's to never give up. He says, never give up on your dreams. And if anybody tells you you can't accomplish something, take it personally and prove them wrong. If your dream is getting into a bell tower, it's accomplishable.
Indeed, those are some wise, wise words.
Yeah, I love it. And then, if you're interested in checking out any opinion articles, we have two really great ones. A Day in the Life of Contact Tracing by Keith Wilson, and another one called A Vote for the Ladies by Addie Kirkham. Just head on over to usustatesman.com to take a look at those and any other stories you can find online.
At cool, okay, actually, guys, here are the tweets for the week. At Cool Gal K said, every day around midnight, I'm shocked to find out it's only 6 p.m.
Facts.
I know, freaking daylight savings, am I right?
Yeah, it's been ruining me. At Rodeo Man tweeted, spiritually, Twilight was the first A24 film.
Yeah, I've never seen Twilight, so I have no idea what this is talking about, but I'm sure it's great, so...
Yeah, it's pulling on something in my heart. So.
Yeah, it pulled a few strings, that's for sure. All right, so this is at Frog Enthusiast wrote, am I extremely upset about leaving my foot leftovers in my parents' fridge an hour away, or am I using that as an outlet for other problems I don't want to think about? I'll never know.
Yeah, me neither. Some of the things we use as outlets nowadays.
I know, right? No alcohol, kids. But also, I am a koala enthusiast, so I like your tweet. So,
there we go.
I don't know what this is called, Instagram posts, but yeah.
Yeah. So then we have a Ma Diaz 2 who said, some people are like, oh no, we have to go into quarantine again. And I'm like, I never left.
Call of Duty, am I right? Let's go.
Woo. And then for the final tweet of the week, we got at Utah Mads, who said, normalize being a writer who doesn't write.
That sounds about right for me.
Yeah, if we go by that, I've written like 3 or 4 books already.
Oh, yeah, at least 5 for me. I'm a little better than Jonah, but yeah.
Yeah, wow. Okay, great. I get it. But anyway, thank you so much for listening this week. Tune in next week to see what we got coming at
you. Yeah, see you guys.
Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to find more information on our website, usustatesman.com. This was The Bullhorn.